This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I love the fact that they did a bunch of Dexter references, which was another Showtime show.
Love Dexter.
It jumped the shark at the end.
Oh, the end was terrible, terrible bad at the very end.
Yeah, the very beginning, though, and through the middle, pretty darn good. And I love Billions. Right now, it is so easy. It's like a show full of people you root against.
I like that.
People who kind of keep score. Like, you're watching, it's interesting because it's on Sunday nights now, and so is, of course, The Last Dance, and there's only two more episodes of that. And as you watch that, you kind of figure out who to root for, who not to root for, like what it takes to motivate Michael Jordan, even making stuff up just to be motivated.
Right. Petty
like,
guy.
Always got to have something, you know, driving. And then you look at, like, these really, really wealthy kind of what you imagine the Bezos of the world to sort of be like, how they keep score. It's just entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's Paul Giamatti. It is, you know, just fascinating to watch as an actor. Do you remember like first time you saw him?
I believe it was a Big Fat Liar, maybe.
Nah, Howard Stern movie.
Oh, was he in Private Parts?
Yeah, he was the program director.
He was. That's right.
Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit. I love Private Parts.
I haven't watched that in a very long time.
It's not very good, but I enjoy it.
1997. It would have been like coincidentally like right around like year one of doing this radio show.
Oh, wow. Me getting out of high school.
Yeah, you're getting out of high school. That's the first time I recall Paul Giamatti. Like in my world of like knowing someone like, oh, that guy.
Wow.
And he has always been sort of a strange, I mean, how would you describe, he doesn't look like a star, he doesn't sound like a star, his voice has got that weird sort of thing, but yet you hear him in TV commercials.
They call him a character actor.
Well, yeah, no, I get that, but I'm talking about everything about him is like he doesn't have a voice that you would automatically assume would be doing TV commercials.
No, he's his own
voiceover
thing.
Work. Yeah. But he does.
Yeah, he's carved out a spot for him. And I imagine that there are roles written with him being pictured in their head, like a Paul Giamatti type that's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's his own thing.
He was also in Saving Private Ryan, by the way.
Oh, I don't remember him being in that.
Because they were all wearing helmets.
Right. See, the problem with the NFL, you don't know what anybody looks like.
Yeah. So there you have it. And Cinderella Man, and some other big ones as well, Sideways and whatnot. American Splendor, forgot about that. Anyway, he is one of the reoccurring characters from the very beginning. I think we're in season 5 now of Billions.
Yeah.
And it's well done, although there really isn't anyone to root for.
Right.
So yeah, you root for that bad guy over that bad guy.
Yeah, different levels.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.